This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on plastic waste management for sustainable future. The participants are Dr. Shishir Sinha, Director General, SIPET, and Lalima Anija Dang, Anchor.
Among the most wondrous inventions of modern day has been the invention of plastic made from polymers. It may have been a boon long back, but considering how our environment, especially our roads, our garbage, our drains, rivers, soil, seas, ocean, all have been polluted with plastic waste in every bit form, like pet bottles, polythene bags, broken toys, and so on. It's certainly become a kind of menace of sorts. As plastics do not biodegrade easily, they stay there for about thousands and thousands of years. So what is the way forward to deal with plastic waste? It's a bane we have to live with. At best, recycled. There has been a conference going on in Delhi. It started on the 4th of July. And for more on the conference and how to deal with plastic waste, we have with us Director General of SIPET, that is Central Institute of Petrochemical Engineering and Technology, Dr. Shishir Sinha. Welcome, Dr. Sinha, to Akashvani Studio.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, sir, and pleasure to have you with us. Sir, only 10% of plastics are recycled globally. How do we plan to go about recycling in India, and how can they be a part of a circular economy, as we call it, circular economy, quote unquote?
First thing is that it's better because now plastic has become an integral part of our day-to-day life, and we cannot avoid, even we cannot sustain without plastic for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, second thing is that rather than blaming plastic for various issues, it's better that to know plastic rather than no plastic. That is KNOW plastic rather than no plastic.
Sure.
So the thing is that we must understand that everything is having the pros and cons. Plastic is having plus point. It is practically inert. It is having the versatile use and all those things. But simultaneously, if we throw the plastic as such, and rightly said by you that it is non-biodegradable, and it is just because it is practically inert, and that is why we are using for a very useful product.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that it may create a lot of problems, a lot of problems. So the thing is that we must use the plastic in a very sensible manner. Apart from this, whenever we use it, and if our intent to throw it, we must intend to go for the reuse, refurbish, or recycling. You have rightly said that 10% of the plastics are recycled. But simultaneously, you must know that the 100% plastic can be recycled. We do have the technology to recycle, but the thing is that we must develop the logistic to collect the plastic, to segregate the plastic, to sort the plastic, and adopt the proper methodology to recycle it.
Mm-hmm.
How it can become the part of the circular economy, I used to say that rather than calling the plastic waste management, it should be the plastic wealth management. The reason is quite obvious that when I use a particular, say, biscuit packet and I throw its packaging material to the road, it can become the part and parcel of a raw material stream for another process. So by the process, proper adopting process, we can produce the fiber, we can produce the granules, we can produce even the fuel oil. So it is having a commercial value. And we must understand, only the problem is the logistic, so that we can avoid the littering and awareness among the society.
It was nice to know that you talked about plastic wealth management, and that gives me an idea that, yes, we can create wealth out of waste. When you talked of plastics to be converted into granules, we have seen that benches have been made, boards have been made out of plastic granules or plastic waste. But one problem is there, sir, when you heat plastic, because you are going to melt plastic if you have recycle it, it creates dioxins. So we need a very efficient system of recycling so that we do not produce another level of pollution from plastic as a compound per se to polluting air in the form of dioxins. Are we geared up for this kind of management? Do we have the skill? Do we have the wherewithal to manage at one level, at a very high level, the technology, the skill to avoid dioxins in the air? And secondly, to have the kind of segregation and skill at the ground level, grassroots level.
One thing is that, which I reiterated previously, that 100% plastic recycling technology is available. You rightly said that if we burn the plastic in an unorganized sector, definitely the dioxins and other off gases may create a problem to the atmosphere, and these problems are irreversible. Trust me, and it may create a futuristic problem.
Gee.
But nowadays, the eco-friendly processes are available.
Mm-hmm.
As here we are having very good scrubbing system through which we can eliminate the dioxins and we can create. Apart from this, these processes are energy efficient. Now the question is that how to reach those processes.
Mm-hmm.
For this, there are certain global conclave. Government is promoting such kind of energy efficient, economical as well as eco-friendly processes. And my institute and the help of the government of India, we are going to establish 4 plastic waste management center. Now I am saying that plastic waste management center,
Ji.
But it is a plastic wealth management center.
Ji.
And 4 different part of the country. And these will be the demonstration center. Now, why these are the demonstration center? Because practically, as a common person, we should know that how many different type of plastics we are consuming day by day.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, madam, if you go across a day
mm-hmm.
and you find that almost 1,000 type of different type of plastic you are using every day.
Oh.
So, we should know that these plastics are having the different composition. So we must have a proper segregation, source segregation we should promote so that because see, there are PVC pipes, there are PVC sheets, and if you mix the PVC sheets with the polyethylene, one best example is your milk pouches, etc. And if you melt, then definitely the environment is going to be polluted.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that we must promote the source segregation to promote the recycling of these products so that this type of thing can be avoided. Otherwise, when I say that I always believe in 3 E's, energy, economics and environment. So in case if I impart certain type of a labor to segregate those different type of a plastic, definitely our economy will be on the lower side. So that is why the source segregation is very important and you deliver this thing and we must understand that these type of plastic waste are having the commercial value.
Mm-hmm.
And government is also promoting the recycling, that certain percentage of the recyclates are being permitted in different type of a value added product. So by this way, by adopting the synchronized way, we can reduce the carbon footprint, we can reduce the environment pollution, we can reduce the economic burden, and we can reduce in a broad spectrum the import dependency on various products. So you trust me,
mm-hmm.
this type of technology, this type of knowledge is very much available in Indian context.
That was nice to hear. We'd heard of waste segregation, but for the first time I'm listening from you that there is something called plastic segregation where you have various kinds of plastic which can be segregated at the source and recycled properly. Well, I think
Absolutely.
You're so highly qualified that I'm sure you know that there are processes, there are skills to manage this. So we have a 4-day global conclave which is going on in Delhi at Bharat Mandapam. It started on the 4th of July and this is a wonderful
yes.
opportunity where the manufacturers and various stakeholders are getting together on one platform to discuss how we can deal with the plastic waste or let me say plastic wealth management to quote your words.
Right.
What are the aims of this conference and where is it going? What do you think is going to lead us to better management, more streamlining, better systems?
Madam, the thing is that first we must understand that plastic is a very versatile product and a lot of things can be produced through the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that when we are discarding the plastic as such and there is an utmost need to create an awareness among not only within the society but also among the manufacturers and among the researchers. You see that across globe there are so many researches going on. The plastic manufacturers or machine manufacturers, they are doing a lot of the research and a lot of product development, a lot of machine development, a lot of process development. The thing is that they require a platform where they can disseminate the knowledge being inculcated over the period of time. Then this type of conclave is a very useful platform where they can disseminate the knowledge, they can disseminate, they can showcase that different type of thing. I told you one thing that the segregation is a biggest problem, source segregation. Now there are so many machines available, there are so many equipment available. These machines can segregate the different type of a plastic with the help of a technology available like UV, infrared, density. So, the thing is that by this way, we can minimize the cost of recycling in some other way. As for the end user is in question, they can pose a different question and these questions and these problems, they are very good feedback for the manufacturer, for the producers, so that they can improvise the thing. So, in my opinion, this type of conference or conclave, they are a very good platform to disseminate the proper knowledge and the useful knowledge. Apart from this, this is very useful for the small manufacturers, those who cannot participate in such kind of a global conference overseas because of the limited constraints. They are very good platform.
I will combine two queries now. One is that we had heard a lot about cornstarch plastics coming up, which can be used in place of the normal plastic bag, which is biodegradable. And secondly, what kind of behavior change do you expect, do you wish to have amongst society so that we use minimum plastics and segregate for better plastic management?
First thing is that there are so many substitutes available for the normal plastic. Like if I say that instead of PET bottle, we can use the glass bottle, right? Or instead of the plastic bags, we can use the jute bag or we can use the paper bag. First thing is that the genesis of this thing is that why we are intending to use the plastic. There are two major reasons. One is that plastic is practically inert, and second thing is that plastic is having economical aspect plus the versatile aspect. Now, can you imagine that if I produce 1 million glass bottle to replace the 1 million plastic bottle? In that case, can you imagine that how much the atmospheric temperature is going to rise?
Yes.
If you go to the Firozabad, where the bangles are being manufactured.
Yes.
Now you see that the atmospheric temperature is usually 3 to 4 degrees is more compared to the normal temperature.
Right.
So the thing is that before we think the substitute, we must think in terms of a total aspect.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Now, the cornstarch, the jute bottles, they are very much popular and they are going to be give a major impact to the society. But the thing is that whether a common person is in a position right now to afford such kind of a corn plastic based glass, a lot of research is needed to do so that it can be affordable to the common person. So one thing is that the economics, second thing is that environment, and third thing is that how we are going to create the efficient process. See, I gave you another thing is that it's quite easy to say, use the paper bag instead of the plastic bag. Now, how many of us are aware that the paper bags, how many trees we need to cut?
Yes.
Just give a thought.
That's
so
right.
The behavioral change must be like that, that we must promote the collection, we must promote the recycling, we must promote the segregation, because when we have to sustain, we need to think in toto, not in a segmental way, just replace the plastic bottle with the glass bottle, just replace the plastic bag with the a paper bag. Think in terms of in total aspect. And apart from this, the user of those plastic commodities is a medium class or lower middle class of the people.
Right.
Are we in a position to give an affordable thing? No doubt in future, it is going to become a part and parcel of our day-to-day affairs. But right now, we are not in a position to afford to produce. But trust me, this is a very good option and it promotes the biodegradability. Apart from this, I'm not having any negative approach, but I am having a very positive approach that whenever this corn product goes into the soil, we must think that it should not spoil, it should not pollute our soil. That is again a very big question.
Exactly. So also we must have cost effective methods if we have to have behavioral change.
Absolutely.
We can't pass the cost factor onto the consumer. Like for instance, I think fruit juices manufacturers are a little unhappy because they have to replace the plastic pipe with the paper pipe, and so the cost has gone up. So which means that will be passed on to the consumer. Well, this is a very interesting topic and you have lightened us with a lot of facts and facets of the issue of plastic waste management. Thank you very much, Dr. Sinha, for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on plastic waste management for sustainable future. The participants were Dr. Shishir Sinha, Director General, SIPET, and Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.